Hi guys, Miss Cynthia here, and thanks so much for joining me today on Listen and Learn with Me podcast. I hope that each one of you are doing very well, and I hope that you have had a wonderful day. If you are a new listener here, thank you so much for tuning in. I truly appreciate you. I'm so glad that you found our podcast, and I hope you get an opportunity to go back and listen to some of the previous episodes that we have recorded on our podcast. And I also hope that you enjoyed today's show. Our previous episodes have a lot of fun and cool topics that you can learn from, and they're really entertaining. And I also interview some of your peers, that is children who are your age, and it's just so fun connecting with them and, you know, getting to hear about life from their perspective. So I hope you get an opportunity to, go back and, of course, listen to those, right? If you're a regular listener, thank you for tuning in as well. I truly appreciate you. And I hope that you have had a great day. Your return, as I say each and every week, lets me know that I am doing something correct. So thank you for tuning in as well. I truly appreciate you. Well, for those of you who have made it through this first week of school, congratulations. Air horns out to you. Bum, bum, bum. I hope that everything has gone well, and I hope that you are off to a great start with school. I've had the absolute pleasure, of connecting with some of the kiddos that I work with directly, and they told me some of the pros, some of the cons, and some of the good, some of the bads of being in this first week of school. So I just want to extend a personal congratulations and good job to all of you who have made it through this week successfully. If you've had some bumps in the road, I want to congratulate you for making it through this week as well, okay? If you're still on summer vacation, shout out to you as well, and 50 air horns to you. Must be nice. I hope you're enjoying yourself. It's all good, and just keep pushing forward and relaxing, and soon you'll be back in school with the other kids as well. So I was just thinking, you know, I always have my topics planned out that I'm going to share with you all and talk to you all about each week, but I wanted to switch it up a bit. Last week I gave you guys encouraging words to get into your school days and your school week. So I hope you all enjoyed those, and thank you to those who responded to that episode. I appreciate you guys for that positive feedback. Today I wanted to talk about adjusting to change, because that is an important topic for those of you who are going into a new school, going into a new grade, having to adjust to new friends, new teachers, new bus schedules, new time frames, session changes, so many things. So I wanted to talk to you all briefly about adjusting to change. And I wanted to let you all know that I personally love my structured schedule, right? I love knowing that I have to be at a certain place at a certain time. It gives me the opportunity to plan accordingly and leave when I need to leave the house to travel, or, you know, to go to the office or go to someone else's home. I love knowing when my sessions start, because it helps me to be on time with my kids that I work with at Listen and Learn in Kennesaw, Georgia, and in Kansas City, Missouri. So I love schedules. I love structure, right? But I also know that things happen. And sometimes we might not be on time to things, okay? Sometimes things do change. And so one of the main things that I wanted to talk to you about today is to let you know that change, most oftentimes, is good. It really is. If you can find the highlights and the positives in making change, you can adjust your mindset accordingly, right? And have that positive forward thinking that we always talk about. and get used to those changes that might be happening in your life, okay? So let's just say, for example, your school starts a little bit earlier in the morning, so you're used to getting up in the morning and reading a book, but you may not have time to get up in the morning and read a book because you have to get up earlier to prepare for school. Well, you know you have to go to school, right? Yeah. So let's talk about what we can do to change our book reading time. Okay, if your book reading time was early in the morning, guess what? Put it in a space in your schedule in the afternoon when you get home from school and relax, and you're able to relax, okay? So that's one way to look at change. I also want you to keep in mind that sometimes your schedule is not the only one that is being changed. If your schedule changes, that means that other people around you may have to adjust their schedule as well, like moms or dads or mentors or counselors or teachers or pastors. They may have to make adjustments as well, and guess what? That's okay too, right? Because ultimately, we want everyone to be happy, or at least I do. I want everyone around me to be happy so that we could have fun. So with all these changes, it's important to know that you have to be flexible in your thinking, okay? You have to be flexible in your thinking, and that too is extremely important, all right? So I want you to keep that in mind. And what I mean by being flexible, for those of you who may not know what that word means, it simply means that you have to have an open heart and an open mind and a willingness to change. You may not have to change completely, or you may not have to change something completely, but have that open mind to change and always look at the positives, okay? Say, hey, it might not be so bad if I, you know, go hang out with little Timmy at 4 p.m. instead of 5 p.m. because he has to be in his martial arts class at 5 p.m. So that's a way that you can think about that. Think about it. The positive is you get to hang out with him earlier in the day. And so you guys could have a lot of fun instead of hanging out later in the evening when he's done with martial arts and he might be tired. He may not have a lot of energy, okay? So that's just one way to think about it. So I want you all to take these little snippets of information that we've talked about in this episode today and apply it to your everyday life. How are you going to change? Do you need to change anything in your schedule? How are you going to be flexible to those changes as you move forward? So think about those things. And if you have any questions about any things, connect with your parents, your teachers, or even me by email, okay? Enjoy yourselves and go out and be great. And parents, I have to say thank you. I hope you all are doing well. Thank you for having your kiddos tune in. You know, I always appreciate and enjoy your presence on this podcast. We are having a remarkable time connecting with people in other countries, in other states, in other cities. It's just been absolutely amazing. So I appreciate you for having your kiddos tune in. Continue to be amazing parents to them. Reach out to me if you need anything. I always encourage parents to do that as well. We do have a free consultation, a phone consultation for those who are potential families. And so I definitely want you to utilize that. You can connect with us by our website to get that set up. My email address is listenandlearnllc@gmail.com. The website is listenandlearnllc.com. You can also connect with us on our social media, our business page, which is Listen and Learn LLC Kennesaw GA on Facebook. We have so many cool, fun, and exciting photos and videos of our kiddos in action during their sessions, which is completely awesome, and I just love how they socialize and connect with one another. What else? Oh, of course, connecting with us on our social media platform, anchor.fm. As far as our podcast is concerned, we have Spotify, We have Google Podcast, Amazon Alexa. You can also feel free to connect with us at our Zona Rosa, Kansas City location. We have a Kennesaw location. So we are just about everywhere. Just definitely connect with me on that email to get set up, okay? So I appreciate you all. Remember, adjusting to change is fun. Be flexible. Go out. Be great. Have a wonderful time. Be encouraged. And until we meet again, let's boost our social skills. Bye for now.